Some of you may recognize KISS.
你们今天可能注意到我经常一个的字是 kiss， 就是亲吻的意思。
Now I'm using kiss to express encouragement to keep simple servants.
我用这一个词是想让今天的信心题目变得简单，去鼓励大家作为神的仆人来鼓励大家。
Because that's what we are. We're all fellow servants, no matter if you've been a Christian for 50 years or 50 minutes. We're all fellow servants.
因为这正是我们的所事，就是我们都是神的仆人。无论你成为基督徒是50年了，还是50分钟，我们都是神的仆人。
Now, personally, I like instructions, especially important ones that are simple.
我个人来讲呢，我喜欢尤其是一些重要的事情，让它尽可能的简单化。
And so Romans 13 that we'll look at today, at least at its core, makes the Christian life simpler to understand.
至少今天在我们要看的罗马书13章，它讲的中心内容，作为基督徒生活来讲是简单去看的。
I may have mentioned this before, but Mark Twain was an American writer in the 1800s.And he says, it's not what I don't understand about the Bible, it's what I do understand about simply loving that bothers me.
我可能以前也提过马克吐温，他是美国一个知名的作家，他曾经说过，不是我不明白的圣经的地方困扰我，而是我所明白的他关于爱人的教导困扰我。
At the end of Pastor Gary's message last week,there was a perfect introduction into today's message.
上周赵牧师讲的信息结尾的部分是今天我们的信息一个很好的开场。
He made the point well that love is central to our Christian life.
赵牧师讲到爱是我们基督徒生活的一个中心。
I hope and trust if you were here that you were listening carefully because the ideal mentionedLast week, and then what we're going to talk about today is indeed the theme Gary set out for this year's Live Out Faith involves love.
我希望也相信你们上周是在这里，而且仔细听了，因为赵牧师上次讲的和我今天要讲的都是一个的主题，都是关于我们今年的主题要行道听到行道。一个的中心点。
Now, regardless of what the world calls love or thinks about love, we must consider what God says about love. And in this passage, what he says about a debt of love.
不管世上的人怎么说爱，怎么想爱，我们应该关心的是神怎么说爱。那在罗马书十三章里讲到了一个爱的债。
So before we read together, let's pray.
当我们读经之前，让我们一起祷告。
Father, we pray as we look to your word today that it speaks to us directly. We can receive your word to each of us, and we just pray that as we're here together, we're also receiving each one of us your word in truth and in the encouragement that it has for us today. So we give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So let's read together Romans 13:8.11.
让我们一起翻到罗马书第十三章，第八章到第十一，第十三章第八节到第十一节。
And I'm reading out of the NIV. I usually don't, but let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments: do not commit adultery.Do not murder, do not steal, do not covet. Whatever other commandment there may be are summed up in this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to its neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber because your salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
第八节到第十一节，凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。像那不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。
So first, let's think about why a debt of love is different from normal debt.
首先让我们来想一下，为什么在爱中的这个常常亏欠和普通的债务有什么不同？
We usually think of being in debt to someone because they've given us something or loaned us something.
我们经常觉得欠人的债是因为那个人给了我或者借了我什么东西。
And unfortunately, most of the United States has entangled themselves in debt. And this type of debt from a consumer lifestyle has created heavy burdens for many.
很不幸的是在美国很多的人呢都债务缠身。为什么？因为这是一个消费型的生活所带来的，成为很多人的重担。
And maybe because of this, many read verse 8 and think it means they should never have any debt, but you'd have to ignore the first 7 verses of Romans 13 to arrive at that.
就是因为这样的，所以很多人读刚才第八节的时候就说，可能人都不应该欠债。但事实上说，除非我们不读罗马书前面的那个一到七节，否则不容易不欠债。
Now you might read some wisdom from Proverbs on not having debt, and I advise that, but it's not in this Romans 13.
你可以去读箴言，看怎么能够不欠债，我也建议你去读，但是今天罗马书这里讲的不是这个事。
So without going through all the first 7 verses, I'd just like to say that they speak to the responsibility of Christians to governing authorities.
我不会查一到七节，但是在那里讲到作为一个基督徒，我们在这个地上对政府的责任。
In general, they teach us to obey governing authorities, and verse 6 and 7 tell us to pay our debt of taxes.
总的来讲就是他让我们在地上要顺服在地上掌权的，作为基督徒我们有赋税的义务。
Further, Christians are to honor and even pray for their leaders even if they aren't so fully admirable.
更甚至的，我们应该为国家的领导人来祷告，即便是他们不完全值得我们这样做。
Now it is true there are several other passages that showGod approves of Christians disobeying government, but only when obedience to government would mean directly disobeying God.
的确在圣经当中也有一些的教导是神许可信徒可以不听从政府。那只有是在当听从了政府就不顺从神的时候才可以。
So we're not going to go through all of that, but just to say verse 8 does not prohibit all borrowing,but means that one should always try to pay off what they owe.
我们在这里就是想跟大家说的是，第八节不是说禁止人有任何的债务，而是说当你欠债的时候，你要尽力去还清。
Except for one debt.
只是有一件事，有一个债。
That we can never stop paying, and we owe it to everyone.
是不同的。那我们会一直不停的要还，而且我们是欠所有人的这个债。
Now it may seem thinking of love as a debt seems wrong. Why do I owe something to everyone else if they haven't given me anything?
可能你觉得很奇怪，我们为什么会欠人爱的债，当人没有给我们什么的时候。
Well, let's back up. I think I've mentioned before.Romans 1 through 11, chapters 1 through 11, were about salvation and how it's a free gift from God.
让我们先退一步来讲。以前我讲到过罗马书的1到11章，讲到了救恩。那这个救恩是神白白的恩典给我们的。
But Romans 12 through 16 are more about how we should live once we have salvation.
而十二章到十六章是讲到，当我们得到这个救恩之后，我们应该过一个怎样的生活。
So the question that Paul is dealing with now is, what does life look like for people who know that by faith alone all their sins are forgiven?
所以在这里，保罗要跟大家讲的一件事就是说，当我们的罪被白白赦免的时候，我们这些人应该怎过一个怎么样的生活？
How do you live out faith?
你怎么把你的信心活出来？
Well, next let's look at why debt of love is a continuing debt.
为什么我们会说这一个的债是一直持续着的呢？
Yeah, debt of love is an ongoing debt that will never be paid fully until you go to be with the Lord.
这个债是一直持续在那里的，我们不会还清，直到有一天我们见主面的时候。
Now, I understand that some of the wording in English here may be hard to understand, so let's try to put it in context.
我知道可能有一些的词，起码是在英文上，不是很容易理解，那我们把它放到上下文中，试着来去理解。
As a Christian, I'm adopted into God's family by grace and totally as a free gift.
作为基督徒，我是被接纳进入了神的家，这是一个完全白白的恩典。
I don't have any debt for my sin because that debt was paid in full by Jesus.
我不再为着罪欠任何的债，因为那个债，基督耶稣已经全然的付清了。
Well, that's absolutely true. Now, I have also willingly become a lifelong servant of Christ as I serve him out of love.
这是绝对没有错的。而且并且呢，我现在成为了主终生的仆人。
So I don't know in Chinese, but another word for debt is obligation. I gladly obligate myself to a life of love in God.
另外一个债务的词在英文当中是叫义务，就是说我甘心乐意的在神这个爱的计划当中担起一部分的责任。
Now this debt is not a debt that will ever pay off, and it's not one we can file bankruptcy on either.
这个债不是我们可以还清的，也不是我们可以简单申请破产的。
We can't use the excuse that I don't have the means to pay this debt.
我们
go ahead.
我们不能找借口说我没有办法还清这个债。
Since the love of God is never ending, we simply need to let it flow through us.
因为神的爱是永不止息的，我们只需要让它单纯的让它从我们身上流出去。
Now, in the early history of America,When they were established in the land, water was very important.
在美国早期的历史当中，如果一个地方要被建立，水是非常重要的。
And it was standard law, if you had water flowing into your land, you could not stop it and use it just for yourself.
有法律明文的规定，如果有水流过你的土地，你不能把它截住。你必须让这个水流经你的土地到别的土地上去。
You had to let the water flow through your land to others.
你要让这个水经过你的土地流到别的土地上去。
Since our love to others is flowing out from what Christ gave us and not from what others gave us, it is free to all.
我们的爱也是这样，是从神给我们的爱流出去，而不是从别人给我们的流出去。这是对所有的人都是白白的。Sorry.
Matthew 10:8 says, "Freely we have received from Christ, and freely we are to give to others."
马太福音十章第八节说，我们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
So then, all of our acts of so-called payment of this debt are enabled by grace, and then God gets the glory.
所以我们还这个爱的债所做的各种的行为。其实是在神的恩典当中，并且是神得荣耀。
He's the author and the giver. We're simply the stewards that enjoy giving out that love.
神是爱的作者，我们只是作为他的仆人，在其中来分享这一份的喜乐。
Now, we should never try to reverse those roles. Unfortunately, today, some are trying to say they are more loving than God.
我们永远也不应该把这个次序颠倒过来。很不幸的是，今天有很多的人觉得他们比神更爱。
They do this by saying they approve of people's actions that God doesn't approve of.
他们之所以这样是说他们来赞同神不赞同的行为。
Now, on the other hand, Paul is not just giving us more rules to live by or to pass out to tell others either.
保罗讲这些不是又给我们一些的规定让我们怎么生活或者是教导给别人。
He's encouraging us as readers of this to a loving life of attitude and action.
他其实是在激励我们读这些圣经的人是从我们的整个的态度上行为上过一个爱的生活。
These are simple instructions on how to live in the reality of God's love.
这是很简单的来告诉我们怎么样能够活出神的爱的生活。
See, God's love is an inner attitude because it expresses itself in outward actions.
因为神的爱是在我们里面的那一个态度然后表现出来在外在的行为上。
So it's not just an action toward a person, it's a mindset, an attitude that produces behavior that are good for other people.
所以不是不仅仅是行为而是我们里面的态度让我们有了外面表现出来的对别人好的那一个的行为。
We see it love in 1 Corinthians 13 is patient, not envying, not arrogant, not irritable, not resentful.
我们在哥林多前书一章十三节讲到爱，它里面有讲到爱是忍耐，不嫉妒，不张狂，不轻易发怒，不计算人家的恶，这些都是里面的态度，是以基督为心的态度。
These are the attitudes from having the mind of Christ, not just acting out in the body.
这些都是以因为有基督的那一个的心而有的态度，而不是外在的这些的行，不仅是外在这些行为。
Since the eyes of your heart have been opened, we see true love, its power and sufficiency of all that God is for us in Christ.
因为我们心中的眼睛被打开了。我们看到了什么是真正的爱，他的能力，他的充足，就是神在基督里为着我们所做的一切。
Therefore, love is not something we can force ourselves to do; it's something that God is doing in us.
所以，爱并不是说我们强迫自己可以做的事，而是神在我们的里面做工。
He is changing us and giving us the ability to love others as we live out our faith.
他在改变我们当我们在这个信心当中生活的时候他让我们把我们的信心活出来能够爱其他的人
He's the one that changes our hearts to enable us to love others
他是那一个改变我们里面让我们可以爱别人的
So further let's consider why a debt of love makes it simpler to live a life of obedience
而让我们再进一步想为什么过一个爱的生活可以让着遵行神变得更简单
Paul says in verse 9 of Romans 13 All the commandments are summed up in this one command You shall love your neighbor as yourself
保罗在第九节的时候他讲他说所有的这些的律法都包含在一句话里了就是你要爱人如己
For many years some have taken this command that the reason people are not able to love others is that they don't love themselves.
很多年呢很多人因着这一句话就说人之所以不能爱别人是因为他们不爱自己。
And from this comes the idea that we need to build up our self-esteem.
所以因为这样子呢所以人说人要建立起自我的那个尊严形象。
However, the biblical command here does not think that we need to build up our self-esteem.
但是圣经的教导却告诉我们我们不是应该这样建立起自己的这一个的尊严形象。
It assumes that all of us love ourselves already.
他认定我们自己我们都是已经非常爱自己的了。
So, there's no call here to help people love themselves.
所以爱人如己不是说要让呼召人去更爱自己。
Rather, what it's talking about is to build in the built-in desire for happiness becoming the measure of your desire for the happiness of others.
在这里所讲的是你自己内心的深处如何的期盼你幸福，也当同样如何的期盼他人幸福。
You stop and think, love delights in the happiness of the object.
因为你真正爱一个人，是以你所爱的人他幸福为乐的。
So take that deep, built-in, powerful desire to be happy, called self-love, and make it a measure and the means of making others happy.
所以我们人自己深处有一个深植的想让自己幸福的那一个的愿望，你那个对自己爱自己的这个愿望如何深，也当如何的来爱其他的人。
So love is not intended to be a duty. I have to love people.
所以爱不是一种的义务，我没办法，只能爱人。
It's really intended to be almost a natural reflex with others.
爱是一个自然的一个的反应，当和别人相处的时候，一个自然的反应。
We should quickly filter everything, every deed to others through the filter of love.
我们应该当和人相处的时候，把任何事都经过爱来过滤一下。
How long does it take? Just ask yourself, is this a loving thing to do?
你只需要问自己，这是出于爱心的事吗？这是出于爱心的事吗？
And of course, the ultimate good that we long for others is to have the free gift of eternal life offered to all who put their trust in Jesus.
所以我们至终希望人所得到的那一个最大的好处就是从神而来的这一个白白的礼物，就是相信主耶稣的人所得到的，就是这一个的救赎。
We want for them what will make them fully and eternally happy.
我们想要他们的快乐是完全的、永远的幸福。
It's a good time to bring up Jesus' words in Matthew 22:37-40, as he was speaking to the Pharisees.
现在可能让我们是一个好时间，让我们来看一下马太福音的第22章，那里主耶稣有向法利赛人讲到这样的话。马太福音的22章37-40节。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. All these two commandments depend on the law of the prophets.
耶稣马太福音22章37-40节，耶稣对他说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。这是诫命中的第一，却是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So what Paul is talking about in verse 9, it doesn't contradict Matthew, but it's directed toward specific commandments concerning our fellow men.
所以保罗在罗马书第九节所讲的并不是和律法的教导相冲突，而是他把它指向了在诫命当中几条特殊的诫命。
So you should recognize these are expressed in 5-10 of the Ten Commandments.
所以刚才读的我们可以看到是诫命中的第五诫到第十诫。
Whereas 1-4 are covered by our love for God. So Jesus wasn't throwing out the commandments out the window.
所以诫命的一到四条是我们向着神的爱，所以我们看到主耶稣并没有把诫命抛到窗户外面去。
I think he was really just trying to simplify things as much as possible for us.
我想他只是想尽量的把这些的诫命简单化。
The truth is, it's only possible to love others the way God calls us to because he loved us first.
事实上我们只有依从神的吩咐，我们才有可能真正的爱人，因为我们爱是因为神先爱我们。
The debt of love we owe to others is paid from the overflow of God's love for us and our love for Him.
我们爱人的一个爱是从神爱我们的这个爱满溢出来， 而我们也愿意在爱中回应。
Now another time when Jesus was speaking to his disciples, he made things even simpler in John 13:34.
在另一个时间呢，当主耶稣向他的门徒讲话的时候，他把这事说得更加的简单化，在约翰福音的第十三章。
He said, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you."
他说在约翰福音的十三章三十四节开始，他说，如今我赐给你一个新的命令，就是你们要彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
Why do I say these things may be made simpler?
为什么我说这个更简单了呢？
Well, the command of love was not new, but such love as Christ loved was new.
因为爱的命令并不是新的，但是主耶稣的这一个的爱是新的。
Sometimes my true motives for doing something for another person might be hard to really identify.
有的时候我为一个人做一个事情，但是我真正的动机可能并不是很能分辨得清。
But Jesus made his motives of love for others very clear. And what a simple way to live life.
但是主耶稣做任何的事情，他的动机都非常的明确，就是爱，这是多简单的一件事。
So if we are to pay the continuing debt of love, we must, to the best of our ability, imitate Jesus.
所以如果我们想要还这个欠人爱的债，我们就要尽能的去，尽我们所能的去效法主耶稣。
We must do all we can to walk as Jesus walked and to love as Jesus loved.
我们应该尽我们所能的跟着他的脚踪行，像他那样的去爱人。
Ephesians 5:1-2 capture this.
在以弗所书的五章一到二讲到这一点。
Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are His dear children.Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ. He loved and offered himself as a sacrifice for us, a pleasing aroma to God.
以弗所书五章一到二节，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
Of course, we can only imitate God if we have the Holy Spirit working in us.
当然了，如果我们要效法神，只有圣灵在我们里面做工的时候，我们才能如此行。
So finally, at verse 11, let's settle on why a debt of love prepares us for the return of Jesus.
最后还要跟大家分享的是在罗马书十三章十一节讲的。为什么过一个爱的生活可以让我们更好的预备迎接主？
We probably know we should live every day as if it's the day Jesus will return, but how do we do that?
我们知道我们过每一天都好像是迎接主的那一日，但是我们怎样才能做到这样呢？
Verse 11 reminds us, for now is our salvation nearer than we first believed, and this urges us then to live a life that would welcome Jesus return.
在十一节里面讲到，我们晓得，现今，我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。Yeah, verse 11. Yes.
Okay. To do this, we must keep on loving others. Love people every chance you get, and for that, you won't have any regrets.
因为知道我们得救现今比刚出信的时候更近了，所以这就催促我们更加的要把神的爱活在我们的生活的当中，所以在我们要知道还有很多的人没有听到这个的福音，也需要神的爱在他们的生命当中。
You might likely regret loving too little, but you'll never regret loving too much.
你可能会遗憾你爱的太少，但是你不会爱的太多。
When verse 11 also says, "Wake up," that we forget, for the time is getting late. It speaks of us getting too comfortable with our piece of eternal life.
在十一节里也讲到，我们应当趁早睡醒， 这个是在提醒我们，可能因为我们在这个救赎的平安的当中啊，永恒的这个平安当中，我们过于的沉迷舒适啊，我们忘了啊，还有其他的人。
You may forget there are so many people that still need to hear the gospel, and experience God's love in their lives.
我们忘了还有其他的人，他们也需要听到福音，在他们的生活当中经历神的爱。
Every day also brings them closer to a time when everyone will be judged that rejects that gift of eternal life through Jesus.
因为每过一天也把他们带得离审判更近，那个审判就是所有不信主的人他们所要面对的。
So, our debt of love also compels us to tell others the love we show is coming from Jesus.
所以这一个的爱也催逼的我们，让我们去告诉别人，我们向着别人的爱是从耶稣来的。
Seems more and more the world would like us to believe the only true love is to accept everyone or approve their beliefs no matter what they believe.
这个世界上越来的越让我们相信唯一的真正的爱就是接纳所有人他们所有想所有相信的东西。
Does that make sense?
真的果当如此吗？
What if somebody thinks that they believe they should do drugs all day and rob banks at night to pay for it?
那比如有一个人，他觉得他白天他就应该吸毒，那晚上他就应该去抢银行来付他这些毒品的钱。那你怎么想？
Would that be loving to encourage them to that?
你鼓励他这样做是爱吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
In fact, the greatest love I can show someone is to share Christ's love with them so that they can have their love healed and have the free gift of eternal life.
事实上，那一个最大的爱我可以与人分享的就是告诉他们基督的爱，所以在他们的生命当中他们可以得到医治。
Schindler's List was a movie about a German man that saved the life of many Jews from dying in the work camps in World War II.
有一部的电影叫辛德勒名单，那里讲到一个德国的一个的商人，他在二战期间把很多的犹太人从等死的集中营当中救出来。
At the end of the war, he was thanked by many Jews, but had tears in his eyes, and he said, I could have saved a few more.
战争结束之后呢，很多的犹太人去感谢他，但是他却流着眼泪说，我应该再多救一些。
That brought tears to my eyes as I was watching that movie.
当我看电影这个情景的时候，也让我感动流泪。
I was thinking about reaching more people with the gospel before my end of time.
我在想到我也应该把福音让更多人知道，当我在这个地上还存活的时候。
Now, I don't know when the biblical last days are. In fact, only God knows.
我不知道圣经所讲的最后的日子是什么时候，只有神知道。
But my last days could be right now if the Lord calls me home.
但是我知道我在地上最后的日子，如果神让我回家，可能就是现在。
Still, I would, by His strength, like to live my last days, living in love.
但我愿意靠着神的力量，让我在地上最后的日子活在他的爱中。
I'll tell you a little joke.
我要跟你讲一个笑话。
A guy was at the gates of heaven.
一个人来到了天堂的门口。
And Peter asked him as he was coming in.
当他要进来的时候，彼得问他。
Can you give me an example of something loving you did on earth?
你能告诉我一个的例子，你在这地上做了什么出于爱心的事吗？
He said, "Well, I was driving one day and I saw a young lady that was surrounded by a group of very, very bad bikers."
这个人说，我有一天在开车，然后我看到一个年轻的女孩子。被几个骑着自行车的那个坏蛋包围着。
There was a big one that was the leader. So I walked up and hit him hard and said, let this girl go.
他们当中那一个的带头的是一个高大的人，然后我就走过去重重的打那个人，然后说让这个女孩离开。
Peter said, that's great. Can you give me another example after that?
然后彼得说这很好啊，那还有另外的例子吗？
And he said, no, that's the last thing I remember before ending up here.
他说没有了，这是我到这来之前记得的最后一件事。
Now, a little funny, but that would be a great thing to say, the last thing I did was loving.
这可能听起来有点好笑，但是如果在你生命最后一个阶段，你做的是一个出于爱心的事，这是一件美事。
If we're going to live in close fellowship with Jesus and follow the theme that Pastor Gary has set out for us to live out our faith,
如果我们想要过一个爱的生活，就像赵牧师所讲的，要听到行道的话。
We have to focus on loving others like Jesus loves them.
我们应该专注于要爱他人，正像主耶稣爱我们一样。
I guess you could say a closely related theme would also be live out your love.
或者是有一个跟自己非常相关的事，就是活出爱。
Let's pray together, and ask God to help us with that.
让我们一起祷告，求主帮助我们。
Father, your instructions are simple. They may be a bit challenging at times, but I pray that we would just focus on your love, the love Jesus had as he died for our sins, and try to live that love in our lives. To live our faith and to carry that out in love for others would be your desire for us. Just pray that each day as we go through life, whether it's at work or school, wherever, and we're dealing with others, that we will consciously love them. We will consciously do the things that really are best for them, best for their true happiness. Thank you that you've given that love to us, and that now we just need to let it flow out of us to others. So we ask this day, to help us to share our faith and to share your love with others wherever we come in contact. We say this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.